on the Brisbane streets. In fact, I suppose we could even say Brisbane waterways. We've got Paddy on the line. Pardon me. Paddy, good morning.
Morning.
I'm very well indeed. You're out on the water at the moment welcoming HMAS Brisbane and Perth.
No, I'm on the jetty about to go out in the water to welcome HMAS Brisbane and Perth.
Well, I was close.
That's very close. Yeah, the Perth Work Boat's just gone out this morning, Chris.
Yep.
And we're next. So, and it's exposed. It's going to be a bit cold going out. But we're going to eat some scones, aren't we? Because I've got a young lady here, whose name I've already forgotten, who's got a whole big wicker basket full of homemade scones. And this is for our breakfast, is it?
No, it's actually for the boys on board.
When she says boys on board, it's actually for her special man. And her name is Cynthia Rye. And Cynthia, did you make these scones yourself?
No, to be honest, I have to tell the truth. I went out and bought them this morning. I picked them up at 5 a.m. I've got my homemade blackberry jam and whipped cream all ready to go.
Well, he'll never guess. We won't tell him that you've bought them. And Lieutenant Lee Goddard is with us as well, Chris. And Lee's going to take us out this morning on the boat. So what's your position on the boat there, Lee?
I almost caught an officer of the watch, so I guess it's like being a mate of the ship. And at the moment, I'm actually being liaison officer for a visit. There's quite a bit of work involved, so I'm just ensuring that the 5 days the two ships are here, we have a good time. But yeah, so when we go out there, you'll probably see my role more, and it's actually driving the ship as an officer of the watch.
Oh, that's great. Now, you said before in the briefing room that this is a family boat, or family ship, and this is why you're encouraging the families to come out. Is that right?
That's right. The Navy, of course, during the year, we have a lot of operational periods, but I guess during the quiet period, we encourage as many families as possible to see our working environment. And I guess to be with fathers, brothers, etc., or sisters on other ships. Our ship doesn't have ladies. But so this is a good opportunity. The ship left Gladstone Monday morning. We have about 10 fathers and sons transiting from Gladstone to Sydney, and of course we have about 20 family members now going out to Moreton Bay to actually meet the ship and steam the river with Brisbane and Perth.
Well, sounds great. Now I'm about to mug Cynthia's wicker basket here full of scones, Chris. I missed out on my breakfast yesterday morning, old son.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. I ate it before I brought it back in.
Okay.
It just didn't quite make it.
That's all right. Now, also, Lee, before we go, these ships are open tomorrow, Saturday, aren't they, to the public?
No, actually, it's Sunday. There was some talk of Saturday, but Brisbane will be inboard, Perth will be outboard at Hamilton Reach, and there's a group of wharves called Hamilton Wharves, and we'll be open from 12:30 to 4 o'clock for the public, and it's not only a static display, it's a dynamic display, so people will see guns move and radars move and dummy missiles, so it should be pretty exciting. And if anybody's particularly interested in naval career, there'll also be people from recruiting there to discuss Navy as an option. But again, it's very much a family ship, so we have to see a lot of families down there and a lot of groups and local organisations in Brisbane.
Excellent, thanks very much. Okay, Chris, back to you.
All right,
I'll phone through later on.
Oh, well.
Speak to some of the families.
We'd like to hear what the water's like out there. What's the weather like? Give us a weather check.
Well, the sun's about to come up. It's a beautiful, clear day, and it's cold.
In a word. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.
See you later.